Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 31st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that, according to sources, Amazon is interested in acquiring the prepaid carrier Boost Mobile. Boost is currently owned by Sprint, who recently committed to spinning off the service into an independent company as part of its merger plan with T-Mobile. Amazon is reportedly interested in Boost because it would have access to the post-merger T-Mobile network for 6 years. The company is also reportedly interested in acquiring any spectrum rights divested as part of the merger. Potential bidders inform Reuters that Boost Mobile could cost up to $3 billion. Bloomberg also reports that the Chinese government has plans in place to restrict exports of rare earth metals to the U.S. in the event of a protracted trade dispute. China currently supplies 80% of the U.S.'s rare earth metals. The restrictions would focus on heavy rare earths, which are used in cars, flat-screen displays, earthquake monitoring equipment, cancer treatment equipment, lasers, and other consumer goods. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce announced it has set up a mechanism to list, quote, unreliable companies in China that don't follow market rules, violate contracts, and block or cut off supply for non-commercial reasons or severely damage the legitimate interests of Chinese companies, as well as pose a risk to national security. The government would take necessary measures against those on the list, with further details promised soon. SoftBank's Japanese telecom unit announced it will use equipment from Nokia and Ericsson to build out its 5G service rather than Huawei. Huawei and ZTE were 4G equipment vendors for SoftBank and participated in earlier 5G trials. Analysts expected Japan's other top two carriers, NTT Docomo and KDDI, to follow suit. Gogo announced its 5G service will start with business aircraft and commercial regional jets as well as smaller mainline jets in the U.S. and Canada in 2021. Gogo will upgrade its existing 250-tower network, which will continue to fall back to 4G and 3G if necessary. Gogo believes 5G will deliver lower cost and lower latency than satellite, keeping service prices lower. China's Nreal announced a consumer version of its light AR glasses will arrive later this year for $499. The glasses use a phone rather than a PC like the one showed off by Real at CES. Light AR looks like a pair of sunglasses, but plugs in by USB-C to a smartphone running a Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 processor, including the Nreal partner Black Shark 2 gaming phone, the Oppo Remo 5G, and the LG ThinQ. A developer version that comes with a computing pack and handheld controller will sell for $1,199, shipping in September. Microsoft announced it will bring its all-you-can-play Xbox Game Pass to PC with more than 100 PC games. Microsoft's own games will be available on Game Pass for PC on day one, and members get 20% off Windows Store games and 10% off DLC and add-ons. Microsoft did not mention a price, launch date, or whether it could be combined with the Xbox version of the plan or be sold separately. The dating app Tinder is testing two new paid features for Tinder Gold and Tinder Plus subscribers. The first allows users to turn on read receipts in chats. These can be bought in packs and applied to individual chat threads. Only paying customers in the chat will see the receipts.
These can also be turned off entirely in settings, although Tinder advised the option is turned on by default. The company is also testing Super Boost, which will promote a profile to 100 times more users than normal and be available during peak night hours. Pricing for both test features is unknown. In Uber's first earnings report since going public, the company lost an adjusted $2.26 per share on revenue of $2.76 billion. Analysts had expected similar revenue and a loss of $2.31 a share. Overall, the company reported a net operating loss of $1.01 billion. Revenue increased 20% on the year, with ride-hailing revenue only growing 9%, while Uber Eats revenue shot up 89%. Gross bookings, which is all revenue received from services before paying drivers, increased 34% of the year to $14.65 billion. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi reported that Uber averaged 17 million trips a day in the quarter. The first YouTube channel to reach more than 100 million subscribers is India's T-Series. T-Series began as Super Cassettes Industries Private Limited, catchy name, in 1983, selling copies of Bollywood songs before transitioning into producing new music. The company is known for original Bollywood music soundtracks and pop music and is India's largest music label, followed by Sony Music India and Zee Music. And finally, security researchers at Digital Shadows found that over 2.3 billion files that contain sensitive information like credit card information, medical records, and patents are exposed online thanks to misconfigured online storage and cloud services. Digital Shadow found that the exposed information increased 53% on the year after finding 1.5 billion files in a similar study in 2018. The US, France, and Japan had the most exposed information, with 326, 151, and 77 million files, respectively. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.